speaker. Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Kat from San Diego.
My name is Kat. I'm an alcoholic. I just want to say I didn't volunteer for this. My sponsor asked me to do this earlier, a couple hours, and I said no. He hears funny. Congratulations, Brian, especially. Welcome. And a lot of years over there. Don, Tony, Billy Brace. Really looking forward to hearing Michael's story. Talking about hearing funny, when I first came in, I heard funny. I heard things like promises before principles. And, you know, I like that. I was hanging on to the promises for a while, like that freedom from financial insecurity. It turns out it's fear of financial insecurity. It's just, you know, God could and would if he were understood. It's kind of like I just need to understand this, God. And I had a few years of blackout driving, and you know, there's a circuit about 700 miles through New York State of places where I've been beat up, and getting to work with still, you know, my boss used to leave me aspirins on my keyboard. I'd get to work and I'd be all set, and a bunch of other stuff. I lost a bikini contest somewhere in a big bar in New Jersey near work. But somebody from work kept telling me that she wanted to take me to AA meetings, and I'm like, what? You know, what does it have to do with anything? I'm not an alcoholic. I have a job. And it just she told me, well, it's good for depression. So I'm like, okay, I'll give it a shot. I went, and all I heard was that, because I hear funny, that if I make sure that nothing bad happens when I drink, so I don't get beat up anymore, and I don't get DUIs, then I'm not an alcoholic. And the only other thing that I heard was that you guys stopped forever, and that was just not an option. You know, what if one day you really need it, and you just gonna explode, and what are you gonna do? I was fine stopping once in a while, but I knew it just had to be an option. I knew the day would come when, what do you do? So what I did was to drink at home for the next 9 years, pretty much, and I would quit every few months to show that, well, okay, I'm not an alcoholic yet, so everything's fine, it took me 9 years to realize that my problem was alcoholism, not the alcohol. Alcohol is the best thing that ever happened to me, and it takes 9 years of kind of life to just kind of converge and get small all around alcohol. And if anybody's getting in the way, you know, I always thought I loved my parents and my brother, but when it came to, you know, my thing, you know, you're going to be out of my life if you might be getting in the way. And it just becomes a life of, you know, seeing any feelings coming like shrapnel and just putting shields up, you know, drink something, anything. But, you know, how I feel right now in this moment is more important than anybody and anything. And at some point during those 9 years, I realized that this thing is more important to me than anybody. And it's a strange, kind of a bitter thing to realize, but still knowing that I am not going back to AA. So I tried everything else. I went to, like, New Age stuff. I tried everything I could think of. I met this new girl once, and she was new agey, so we went to Lilydale, which is one of the vortexes of the world, something. Anyway, there was this guru there ordaining people into this non-existent church, really, that's just exists on paper. And I'm like, okay, let's do this. And we stand in line for a couple hours. We get in, and there's the guru doing one by one the ceremony for each person who's getting ordained. And I'm starting to hear what he's saying. And what he's saying to the person sitting is, do you pledge your current life and all your other lives to being of service to others? And I'm like, whoa, this is sounds pretty final and serious. I'm not sure I like her that much. Just, where's the door? You know, this is, and that was like a third step and kind of final. So I'm like, I was like, well, you know, just play along. And so I said, yes, I pledged my life and all my other lives, whatever that means, to being of service to others. And I found out in program multiple times that when I take the third step, then it kind of takes me. You know, you just kind of put it, you say, okay, I make a decision, and then it just comes at you. And I don't know how that works, but it's a good thing in a way. And in another way, you know, careful what you ask for, I guess. But if anybody, you know, there's a lot of newcomers here, and welcome. One thing sometimes I tell newcomers is there's a line from the second Terminator where, I don't know, somebody says, it absolutely will not stop until you are dead. If you're an alcoholic, you might find that, you know, that's what I found during those 9 years where I thought I was kind of moving away from alcoholism. It was actually taking over my life more and more. And, you know, and that's 9 years of not having to face anything, not having to grow up, easy escape from anything. And just pain just kind of grows and grows. Every time I thought it was couldn't get worse, it did. And I got to the point where I think I could have taken any amount of pain. I don't know, sometimes it seems alcoholics can take a lot of pain. I think the thing that brought me back to program was I realized I wasn't going to kill myself. I always thought, well, eventually I'll kill myself. It's all over. And that meant that the life that I've seen, that I've had, is I've seen my future, that's the life that I was going to have, and there was nothing in it. There was nothing left in it. And, you know, you get to a certain age, you just, okay, well, do I want a life? And for some reason, somehow I knew that that I needed, eventually I'd get back to AA. And you know how we say in program that everything in the book is just suggestion. But I was told, that, you know, this is page 130 where it says, there's one thing we absolutely insist on. It says we absolutely insist on enjoying life. And that's kind of sort of step zero. If you want what we have and are willing to go to any lengths to get it. You know, my sponsor asked me a couple of years ago, are you living your optimal life? And I was like, well, I don't know, you know. Because what I did is I came back in program 11 years ago and I found something that worked, and it worked pretty well. And once I got well, I just, you know, you find something that works, and then you decide you don't need it because you're fine. And so I started just working a lot, concentrating on the job, and program went kind of downhill. You know, I go to my sponsor sends me to a lot of H&I meetings, and I hear people, I've done the steps, and you know, they're in crisis houses and homeless, whatever, and I've done the steps, I tried it, it didn't work. And for me, what my sponsor's been keeping me on is that I have to do something from this book every day. I'm somebody who, whatever I feel in this moment is more important than anybody or anyone unless I get divine intervention from this, from something. And it turned out that it's divine intervention is kind of an ordinary thing, at least for what it is for me now. I'll do some reading in here, I'll do some of the prayers, and it's like turning a page. I wake up with my scheming head, and I do some of this, and suddenly I can look at people and not just see my fear, but I'm starting to actually look at newcomers especially, and see a person in there and think of what can I do for them. And in program, especially this one meeting on Monday night, it's a committed meeting, so you tend to see the same people through a period of time. We see the newcomers come in with the, just like life is over, and then a few weeks, like the contortions in their face kind of melt away, and in another few weeks, kind of they're starting to smile, and you've never seen them smile before for months, and it's just, oh, okay, teeth, and then the lights turn on in their eyes, and you can't, you know, you see it suddenly at some point, and you can't believe it, because it's like it's a different person. I talked to somebody before the meeting. He's a dad here to support his son who's having a drinking problem. You know, and here we see people, we see lives coming back to life, you know, from dead, basically. I've never seen anything. I've tried everything else that I could think of, and I've never seen anything like AA. I've never seen anything that helped me be honest with myself. I've tried a lot of things that helped me be more of a fantasy in my head. But I don't know. I'm finding out what it is to be me, what it is to be human, what it is to actually care about somebody else. It's a weird thing for somebody who only cared about himself. And I like the feeling. When I leave an H&I meeting, I don't know what it is, but I feel like $1 million. And it's not like I did anything, because I didn't fix anybody. I just showed up. And the next day, I'm plugged in more into my own life. If I'm making decisions, they're a little wiser, freer, and I have no idea how that works. But the 12-step is just kind of a magic thing, and luckily I have a sponsor who just keeps me in it. So I'm getting back, like I said, I've kind of gotten away from the program. I'm getting back in it and enjoying it more and more. So welcome the newcomers. Thanks.